Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FAA now says six people on board a small jet that crashed into the San Diego neighborhood this morning are believed to have died. Eight others on the ground were injured.
One of the six on board killed in the crash, ABC News has confirmed, was Dave Shapiro, a pilot and the co-founder of a music talent agency. He was the owner of the aircraft. The NTSB says the plane had taken off from Teterboro in New Jersey, stopped in Wichita, probably to refuel, and then continued on to San Diego, where there was thick fog when they tried to land. The plane clipped a power line and then crashed into the neighborhood. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Supreme Court in a 6-3 decision ruled that President Trump can move forward on firing the heads of the National Labor Relations Board and Merit Systems Protection Board for now, while a lower court case plays out. The storm system that left a trail of destruction in the Midwest and South now churning on the East Coast. That could impact travel at airports and out on the roads this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a new lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they have until the end of the month to apply for a 2025 elk hunting license. DNR officials say the elk population reached a record high of 544 last year. Due to the increased population, they're recommending a quota of 4 bulls and 5 antlerless elk in the central herd. The 2025 elk hunting season will open on October 18th. Applications can be submitted online, and the drawing for the licenses is random, so all applicants will have an equal chance of being selected. The Hayward Community School Board voted to approve an increase in lunch prices for the next school year. At their meeting on Monday, the school board received a report from the district food service provider, finding about 43% of students were getting school breakfast and 55% were getting school lunch. With increasing costs combined with things like absences and snow days, the food service provider reported a roughly $100,000 loss. Price increases will range from about $1.50 to nearly $3 for students. As Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald prepares to leave the agency, he's put his full support as his replacement behind Captain Darren Hodak. Sheriff Fitzgerald announced his intent to resign effective June 1st to pursue another opportunity in the private sector with Mosaic Technologies. Governor Tony Evers opened the application process to fill the position through the remainder of the term, ending in January of 2027, soon after. Captain Hodak officially introduced himself as a candidate for the position at a Barron County board meeting earlier this week. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The crew heads to Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 4-game series tonight at PNC Park against the Pirates. Yesterday, the Brewers went into extra innings, but lost it home to the Orioles. 8-4 after 11 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
You get 7 hits in a game and the opponents get 14, you usually don't win the game. The fact that we scored in the 9th and the 10th showed a little bit of character for this team, and we made some mistakes.
College football. Wisconsin announces their game next year at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame has been moved from Saturday, September 5th to Sunday, September 6th, 2026. More information to come for ticket holders. The Packers holding OTA practice sessions. Rookie receiver Matthew Golden getting a little help from the veterans.
We were out there earlier today, and I went over to tell Matthew something about one of his routes, and I was just about to start talking, and then Romeo Doubs grabbed him and I said, hey, you talking about the Dover? He's like, yeah. And I said, all right, you got him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the mid 60s. Upper 60s for the holiday weekend, slight chance of rain Monday. A better chance of rain into mid next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we update all the latest news, lightening things up in hour number two. We talk to the Madison Mallards and Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Let's do it. Let's do it, folks. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday night. Such a great night. Heading into a long weekend. A little extra long for me because I'm off tomorrow night too. But long weekend right around the corner, folks. And I'm sure it's going to be well earned. Whatever you're doing to get you to this point, you're almost there. And you can sit back this weekend, have some bratwursts. Some, what else you got, Conrad? Sausages.
Burgers.
Burgers. Hey, hot dogs.
Beer.
Just stuff your faces until you're sick. That's what long weekends are for. What are you going to eat? Well, seriously, what are you going to a cookout or what do you think you're going to eat this weekend?
You know, you got to keep it healthy for yourself, you know.
We don't have
got
to.
Some chicken, some rice, some
glad
some
I'm not going to
eggs
your house.
And egg whites. I got the good stuff.
That's great. Are you going to like a barbecue or something?
No. I just, you know, that's just what I eat.
It's just how you roll. It's how you ride, man.
Last week I was like, you know, I need to be a little bit more healthy with what I'm eating. So I asked ChatGPT to make me a fitness plan.
Seriously?
And I think it did pretty good.
Wow.
You know, I know what I'm doing in the gym, but when it comes to, you know, eating the right stuff, it can be hard sometimes. So...
Yeah, it is. And it's hard. Like for a guy like you, you're still a young guy. You could probably eat crappy food for another 10 years.
Well,
you don't want to. I'm not saying you should.
Well, no. See, I have a very slow metabolism. So it adds up pretty quickly.
You do have a slow metabolism?
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Well,
how do you measure that?
I think it was the doctor that told me that when I was younger.
So it's like a clinical thing. Like you actually have a slow metabolism.
I think it's something with blood drawn that you can see that.
Oh, wow.
Because when I was younger, kind of did some blood tests with my mom when I was younger. But
interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's just you got to eat right. And
absolutely.
I'm thinking it's time. I'm turning 26 in 2 weeks.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and the longer you, like, I ate a lot of fast food when I was younger, especially when I was doing stand-up and on the road, I ate like crap. And I feel like I'm, you know, you kind of pay the price. You eventually have to pay the check on that. So the quicker you can get to healthy eating at a younger age, I think you're better off. Even, like, weightlifting, all that stuff, you pay, it pays dividends down the road. So, all right, this has been Health Talk with Pete Schwab and Conrad Krieger. Hey, welcome, folks. We got a great show tonight. First of all, I got to kind of plug both shows because we're not going to be here tomorrow night, but we have how does this sound? How is this for a rocking show where we are not even in the studio tomorrow? WBAY's morning anchor, Emerson Lehman, is going to join us. Director Michael Collins will be here talking about his movie Almost Sunrise, which is a documentary about two veterans that walk from Milwaukee to L.A., to increase awareness for veteran suicides. Beautiful film. And that's the new Wisco Weekend classic pick of the week from yours truly. And we'll also play on the network. And who else do we have? Eliza Cousin will be
new,
here.
New civic media employee.
Latest team member.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's a Barman Friday night. Terry Barr has agreed to let us pre-record her, and she's a trooper. And that's a four-guest show tomorrow night, folks. So all original stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. There will be no question, unfortunately, which is part of the – that's the only drawback, because it's more fun when we get to read texts and take calls and all that kind of stuff. But we can do that tonight, folks. The phone lines are open, as far as you know. And we do have a great – let's do the question of the night, and then I'll tell what awesome guests we have coming up.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. The question of the night is, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? And I thought of this last night because we've been talking about George Wendt the last couple nights. And it's always harder to me when people that bring laughter pass. They leave a legacy of just total laughter in a career. Like, even George Wendt, you got Cheers. He was in Fletch. He was in Airplane 2. Like, everything, he was in Second City. Everything George Wendt did basically resulted in making other people's lives more pleasurable through laughter, which I think is fantastic. He's also, Conrad, I don't know if you knew this, he's Jason Sudeikis' uncle, Ted Lasso himself.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
I don't know how. I didn't really research that, but I thought that was kind of a cool nugget. Anyway, so it got me thinking, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? I'm going to say right now, for me, as much as laughter is a big part of my life, I love to laugh. I love to watch comedians and funny movies, and I grew up watching all that stuff. The biggest loss for me personally, I think, would be Bruce Springsteen. That would make me the most sad. So I'll say The Boss. I'll start things off. Springsteen is 76, still playing three-hour concerts, still singing about what he believes in. That would be a sad day for me and my whole family, really. I think the guy has walked the walk his whole adult life, and even people that disagree with him politically. Look, those have been his songs his whole career. He's been singing about the working man and all that kind of stuff. He is the genuine deal, whether you like him or not. That would make me the most sad. Conrad, what say you?
You know, I would probably say Adam Sandler for me.
Okay.
Because I still really like his movies and what he's putting out. I think it brings, like, it's like a comfort movie for
right.
me. It's like, it's always, I know what I'm going to get. It's going to be funny. I'm going to enjoy it. So I'd say him, because I wouldn't want to miss those great movies.
He's brought a lot of laughter in his life to
exactly.
a lot of people. So that would be a big one, too. So this is kind of in honor of George Wendt, who I didn't know. But I just it just got me thinking. So what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? Let us know, folks. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Or if you're watching on the stream, shoot us a text on the stream. YouTube, Facebook, or X, or the WGBW website, the WISS website, Google. No, we're not on Google. You can't watch us on Google. Yet.
Oh.
Yet.
You can type in Nightlight with Pete Schwab, and then there's links on Google to get to a stream.
A lot of other ways. Quicker ways to do it, though, right? Don't make extra work for yourself. It's funny you mentioned AI, because we've got a song. My buddy Mike used AI to make a Pete Schwab song. And we will play that in the next segment. So it's very funny. It's silly. And Mike is doing it as a joke, I want to say. I mean, we're friends. He likes me. I think he likes my work. But the song is utterly ridiculous and funny, and you will crack up. And I believe my name is repeated twice in the chorus, which is just a strange thing. But I was cracking up earlier listening to it. We'll play that in the second segment tonight, folks. And get your reaction in, and we'll read your text. And we've got a great show tonight. The Doctors in Recital. Kim Shefchik and the Piats, right?
Yes.
We'll be here in
yes,
studio.
Yes, they will.
Singing to their heart's content at 6:35. They've got a big event, Cure for Cancer. What's it called, Conrad? I had the poster right here. Now I can't remember it. Kim sent it to me. Stand by, because this is a big deal. This is so much fun. They do the Doctors in Recital concert every year, which is for a great cause. On Stage for Cancer, which happens in July. They're going to sing. We'll probably have them back before then and try to help them increase awareness for On Stage for Cancer. A great, great event. And it's the show is called Serenades for Supper. So there you go. That's fun. So they'll be here in just a few minutes. Always fun to have Kim and the Piats in the studio. And then my pal and Milwaukee-based filmmaker, producer, director, cinematographer, and film professor, Tate Bunker, will be here. Tate's done some great work, and he is a an artiste, and we will talk to him about his process and some of his movies. It's just great stuff. So there you go. That's a show. Let us know. We'll read your text on the radio, what you think. What celebrity passing would affect you the most or make you the most sad? We got a call, Conrad?
Yes, we do. Brian from Milwaukee.
All right. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah, the one passing that would really affect me and get to me would be Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, wow. Now,
he's
listen.
He's still alive.
Yeah, so, he's yeah. in his mid-90s. I think
almost late 90s now. I think okay. I think he just turned 98 or 99 like last week or this week.
Yeah, I think you're right. Isn't it okay? So that's really interesting to me that he's your choice because he is so elderly, but he's left so much in his career for us to enjoy that would still affect you like that. That's a great answer.
Because I remember watching him as a kid when I was younger.
Yeah,
I would prefer watching the classic shows like Dick Van Dyke and all those other shows that were on TV Land at the time, because absolutely. I preferred that over what was on regular TV, and I still do.
That's fantastic.
Now I don't mind watching the TV and, you know, Nick at Night and stuff like that, but he, just like Lucille Ball and a lot of those others, have great legacies, and considering that he's in his late 90s and he's still singing Barbershop, he's still doing dance, and he's making appearances at award shows, I mean...
That's insane. So great. Thanks for the call, Brian. Outstanding. Thank you. Dick Van Dyke's a good one. And that shows you what kind of track record he has as a celebrity, as an entertainer, as an artist, leaving behind so much stuff for people to enjoy. Great call. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, Mission Impossible. The first Mission Impossible was released today, movie in the Tom Cruise genre, if you will, 1996. And now here we are. On the cusp of the 8th film in the series being released, The Final Reckoning, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, drops in theaters this weekend. I am so excited. We got a big group going Sunday. We'll have a celebration of life on Saturday for a friend of mine, and we're going to go see Mission Impossible, and I cannot think of a better way to spend, well, under the circumstances anyway, Memorial Day weekend. So Mission Impossible, Alien 3, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, the movie was released on this day. I don't know if you've seen that, Conrad, but I do remember The Simpsons used to kind of not make fun of. But they used to have a lot of fun with Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. And that was one of Homer's favorite shows. So that's the show, folks. We've got Doctors in Recital here in studio at 6:35 singing The Night Away. They're going to make the popcorn pick of the week also. So they're going to sing and tell you a movie that they all really love and give you a recommendation. So we're getting a lot of bang for our buck at 6:35 with the Doctors in Recital. And then Tate Bunker at 7:35, Milwaukee-based director. We'll talk about that. And in just a couple minutes, you just have to hear this. This song was written for me by my friend Mike, all with AI. And, you know, I can't believe it. I'm sure AI does more important things than writing songs about radio hosts. But I will say, for what it is, Conrad, it sounds amazing. Right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good song.
Okay.
But it sounds, you know, I mean, it's clever. What Mike did is really funny. So I think you guys will like it. We'll read some of your texts. We're doing all of that. We got a lot going on here tonight. It's great to have you here. My last live show of the week. I can't believe it's already here. But great to have all of you listening. Please text, please call, be part of the show. We are coming right back with a Peach Wabba AI song. Trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's hooked on fire. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk alone.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, for this evening's broadcast. Conrad Krieger riding shotgun, as he so often does. We're going to premiere an AI song about Pete Schwabba. Probably the only radio show in America you'll hear play such a song, given that I'm the host, but it is kind of funny. I think you'll get a kick out of it. We'll read your text. We have a phone call, Conrad?
Yes, we do.
Let's bang these calls out, huh?
Yeah, Richard from Waukesha.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I got a true story memory of a humorous happening for you.
Okay.
I'm standing in a bus stop shelter, and there's a gentleman in there, and we're talking, and I find out he's a veteran. Okay?
Yeah.
And he was in Vietnam. And we're talking, and I told him, you know, I just heard Bob Hope died. And he said, no, he didn't die. He's in the hospital. So I said, well, I think I heard he died, but he's really old. He's probably not coming out. It doesn't sound good. And he said, well, I don't know. He said, you know, I met Bob Hope. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, when I was in Vietnam, I went to his show, and I personally met him, and he helped me get through the war, Vietnam. I said, that's pretty cool. He said, matter of fact, I became a fan club member, and I write letters to him.
No kidding.
And I said, really? So now what happened is, on public radio after Bob died, I hear his daughter's interview. His daughter's got a book out about him. And she told him in the hospital bed, the story of two guys at a bus stop shelter saying you died. And she said he laid in bed there laughing so hard he couldn't stand it. And that's the story. And I think it's a true happening.
That is a great story.
You know, he used to always talk about dying in front of the fans.
Yeah.
You know, dying on stage.
Right.
So there it is, written by a veteran in his club, fan club.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Richard. That was fantastic.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Great stuff. We have another call?
Yeah.
Let's take that call, too. That's hilarious. Dave on the stream says Morgan Freeman. Oh, that's good. Clint Eastwood and Steve Martin. He's got three, and those are all titans of industry, of the showbiz industry. Yeah, those would all be huge losses. Morgan Freeman's got to be in his 80s. I know Clint Eastwood's in his 90s, but great answers. So, who do we have, Con?
So the phone is just a little...
Phone's messing up?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Caller, I think it was Susan.
Yeah, Susan.
Try us back if you would. We're having some phone issues, but sorry about that. All right, we got to play this song. This is my buddy Mike Desitel, who is from Marinette. He was an extra in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. He is he's a titan of social media, I will say that. Mike is all over the place. He worked here in Green Bay in the news game for years and years, wrote for the Marinette Eagle Herald. He's had a long career in media and TV, and he's a really good dude. And he wrote this song about me. And it's a little weird to introduce a song about yourself, but it's all tongue-in-cheek, and I think you guys will get a kick out of this. What is this called, Conrad? Which one did I...
Pete Schwab's Nightlife.
Pete Schwab's Nightlife. Okay.
Not Nightlight.
Well, we know what we're doing here. All right, go ahead, play it. We'll hear a couple.
The city comes alive with a million watts pumping. We all will survive. Pete Schwab on the air keeps the vibe just right. Booming across Wisconsin, lighting up the night. From musicians to magicians, his guests are a treat. In the radio world, he's the king of the beat. Oh, Pete Schwab, he's the big cheese here with laughter and stories. He always draws near. Pete Schwab, Pete Schwab. Jokes that ignite, but Big J came around, didn't get it quite right. With a double negative at the comedy club, the crowd went silent, left us all in a rub. Pete took the stage with that glint in his eye, heckled Big J, sent him right by and by.
Folks, that song actually goes on for 18 minutes. It's like the Inagata De Vita. Mike, thank you, buddy. That was great. Now, we found out, we'll have to get to this Tuesday, but there was another song. He slowed it down. It's one you can slow dance to. A song about Pete Schwab that you can slow dance to, which I think is exactly what the world needs right now.
You know, Todd on the stream said, new theme. I think we made it the new
Here's
theme.
Here's the thing. That was AI.
Yeah.
The singer, the music, everything.
All you have to do is type in a little description.
Isn't that crazy?
And it just makes a song for you.
Thank you,
I wonder
you,
what he typed in.
That was fun. Probably Pete Schwab, Pete Schwab.
I'm surprised the AI got the name right.
It's a dessert for all. Thank you, Mike. That was fun. And we'll do it maybe Tuesday. We'll have some more. We can make that our question. We can have people choose between the two different Pete Schwab songs.
There we go.
Todd Michael says, yes, killer theme. All right, Todd. Mike, your work is getting noticed here. Thank you, buddy. All right, our question of the night is, what celebrity passing would make you the most sad? Getting our social media responses up and running here. Rich LoCascio says, Billy Joel, Todd Michaels, David Letterman. I'm with you, Todd. Love DL. Nick Wallander from Comedy City says, Larry McCarran or Bill Jarts. A couple local heroes, absolutely. Nikki Zurjev, our pal Nikki, who we miss very much. Tom Hanks, the beloved Tom Hanks. That would be a big loss, too. Daniel Wheeler, I love Daniel's text. He says, Kate McKinnon, because of the heartbreak it would cause to Conrad. Not because she would be dead at 30-something, because of how it would affect Conrad.
Yeah.
And Conrad's response.
I'm appreciative of that.
Daniel Wheeler, you're right about that. All right, we'll read more of your texts as the show progresses. Please be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys participate. Coming up next, the Doctors in Recital in the house. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. During a virtual conference this week, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year. Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably. Construction work is officially underway on the canal near the Lake Superior Maritime Visitor Center. Officials say the construction work is meant to improve a shoreline protection system and connect the lake walk with the pier. The project is expected to cost over $3 million with funding through the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The Maritime Visitor Center and most of the pier area will remain open during construction. Work is scheduled to wrap up for the season in November, with some final work scheduled for next summer if needed. The Shell Lake Arts Center is preparing to undergo much-needed renovations to make the facility more accessible and efficient. The organization's board of directors says the initial phase of the renovation work could cost over $5 million, and they've secured more than 90% of the funding needed already. The renovations would include various upgrades to the performance spaces, restrooms, classrooms, and more. They would also see the introduction of an elevator connecting the main performance area to the classrooms for improved accessibility. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docuseries in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign on to Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait, and history was made. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-60s. Upper 60s for the holiday weekend, slight chance of rain Monday. A better chance of rain into mid-next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time from beautiful Lake Wissota with Pat Kreitlow. Also, Peter Rapine from EFOM's World, talking about the Badger Honor Flight and even sports with Brady Ewing. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Oh, it's a Thursday Night Light episode. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me. My weekend is starting tonight, folks. So yours probably will start tomorrow. Either way, we are in the home stretch, hanging out here. The weather's supposed to get a little better. So hopefully everyone will have a great weekend on Memorial Day. Exciting. Tate Bunker is here. He is a Milwaukee-based director who will join the show in the second hour at 7:35. We'll read some of your texts. We've got Doctors in Recital in the studio. Kim Shevchik and Paul and Chris Piat. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
We are good. We are
so
good.
So much fun.
We are so grateful to be back. And we're wearing actually our other hat tonight with On Stage for Cancer, which is conflicting, right? Because Doctors in Recital,
yeah,
like Dr. Jekyll, Doctors in Recital, and then On Stage for Cancer, Hyde.
Well, right? I thought... Mm-hmm. Oh, so this does not, that's not like the name of your, you guys need like a, just a threesome band name, you know? How about threesome?
That's a good idea.
Paul wants to call it Free Beer.
I do not want to call it threesome.
I think a great band name would be Free Beer, because people would show up.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
But is it Three Beer, but you just mispronounce it Free Beer?
No, it's Free Beer.
Free, like it's free.
Because if it's not free, nobody's going to come to listen to us.
No, but there's three of us.
Oh, come on, Paul.
Three. We meant to say Three Beer.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people would show if it was threesome, too.
With the wrong idea, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
show up with a bottle of, if Kristen Lierley was here, we know what she'd bring. Okay, that's inside joke. They don't go over well on radio. Either way, whatever you guys call yourselves,
we know,
or
Kristen,
whatever your side hustles or hobbies are, I don't want to know. I'm just glad to have you guys here.
We love being here. And it's love when you let us talk about things that are important to us.
So yeah, well, we appreciate it. And we were talking about the four of us getting tattoos.
We were.
During maybe one visit, and we could do that on the air. Connie, what do you think about
as
that?
As a fun.
Do you need a tattoo artist? I could do it. I'd never done one before. But.
Oh, well, that you sold like that, Conrad. Idea. Great.
What better way to learn?
No.
You can start on Pete.
I would say that.
By the time you get to me, it might be okay.
He'll know what he's doing. This is the popcorn pick of the week, by the way.
Yes.
Did we hear the music and I just missed it?
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy
or
won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabe.
All right. The Doctors in Recital, Kim Shevchik, Paul and Chris Piat are here, and they are beautiful singers. We're going to talk to them a little bit about their movie preferences. So thank you for agreeing to do the Popcorn Pick of the Week.
Yes.
Absolutely. Even though, as I understand, the Piats just found out about this a couple minutes ago.
But they love surprises.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We love surprises.
We sure do.
All right. So since there are three of you, we'll do this in order. This will be very orderly. Let's start with movies, and then before we hear your beautiful voices, which I can't wait for, but what genre is typically your favorite? Let's start with Kim.
I like historical fiction.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I specifically like a little bit of drama and a little bit of love story. World War II movies, those are my favorite.
Nice. All right.
It depends on my mood. I mean, the rom-com is always nice when you just want to kind of not think. But I do like action.
You do?
I did
not know this about her.
Wow, you guys are supposed to be friends.
We're besties, yeah.
Wow.
We don't watch movies.
You don't watch
together,
movies together,
though.
Yeah. No.
Because neither of us are good at watching movies.
No.
Sound like it.
No, we're both like multitasking during a movie. That's it.
That's not what we picked.
They'll be creating a nonprofit organization while they're watching a movie.
Yes, that's actually true.
That's type A movie watching. Yeah. What about you, Paul? What's your favorite genre?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I do enjoy the psychological thriller.
Ooh, okay.
I like something that keeps you thinking about it for a day or two later.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Have you ever seen House of Games, Joe Mantegna?
No.
That's kind of a con hustle. Have you ever seen The Sting?
Yes.
Paul Newman, Robert Redford.
Long time ago.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Great stuff. Yep. Those are all outstanding genres. How do you guys like to watch movies? Let's start with Paul this time. Do you like to go to the theater or watch them at home? What's your tactic?
I like snuggling up on the couch at home.
Okay.
Yep. Nice. Theater's fun, but
Can you watch a movie like that? I feel like I'd fall asleep in about 2 seconds.
I can't. Yeah.
Oh, at home
all
the way.
She'll be sleeping right away.
Okay.
Well, at home because I can do things. People have frowned upon it in the theater. Actually, yeah, if you're
theater,
doing
you
other
fall
things.
Asleep.
So I will multitask during a movie, I actually like going to the theater.
Yeah, me too.
I love the big screen. I like the smell of the popcorn. I always get popcorn. I always get snacks. I'm that person who's got the full lap. Oh, yeah.
It is tough because when you're at the theater, you don't look at your phone as much. Hopefully not at all. You've silenced it and that. And when my wife and I watch movies at home, one time we had one on. We have a good sized couch and we were both kind of laying there, kind of cuddled up watching a movie. And I could tell she was asleep. She's laying in front of me, so I can't see her eyes, but not a peep the whole movie. She fell asleep during the opening credits. Wakes up during the closing credits and says, "So what happened?"
Oh,
that's
man.
My favorite.
Nope.
No, you get to watch it again.
So, exactly.
So that happened with me and my husband. We were watching Conclave. He fell asleep at the beginning. He wakes up towards the end. He goes, "What happened?" I said, "They picked a new pope."
Yeah. Oh, that's the, that's the way to go. Did you hear when they picked the new pope? All the cardinals were watching Conclave?
No way.
I swear. That was a real story.
Do you think they watched it and were like, "Oh, that's not how it happens"? Do you think they critiqued the?
Totally.
Well, apparently it was pretty close to. Are you Catholic, Paul?
Yes.
Okay. 16 years of Catholic school.
Yes.
Now, first they picked a guy who was a mechanic, so maybe they didn't know what they were doing, and they went to the movie. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, let's keep this going. All right, okay. Favorite movie snack, Kim. We'll start here.
Well, okay, I like traditional popcorn, but I like Milk Duds.
Oh, you stole.
That was
Conrad hates Milk Duds.
What?
Your dentist
so
loves
chewy.
That you.
Oh, I love that you can eat it and it takes like 20 minutes to disappear.
That's the worst thing about it.
You are no longer doing my tattoo.
He hates. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, sorry, you just lost that privilege.
Conrad hates chewy goodness. What about you?
Oh,
Chris?
That's my answer. Popcorn and Milk Duds.
No kidding. Now, my wife likes popcorn and like Bunch of Crunch or chocolate, but. The Milk Duds is interesting. I don't even know what a Milk
Duds. It's chocolate and caramel.
But is it chocolate or something?
Oh,
yeah.
Coated in chocolate.
Pete. Look, I haven't had a Milk Dud since the 70s because I'm kind of a contemporary guy.
That's one of my earliest memories is going to see Superman in the movie theater and having Milk Duds.
Ooh,
nice. Was that your first great memory? Was that your first movie?
It might have been my first movie. That or Benji.
My first movie in the theater was Top Gun.
Oh,
no kidding. Yeah. Oh, you're a kid, Paul.
I am.
He is a baby. He's the youngest.
No, not the one that just came out, Pete.
Yeah. Yes, you're four. What is your favorite snack, Paul?
Well, I do like the Milk Dud as well, but Raisinets.
Raisinets?
Oh, that's
another popular one.
That is
absolutely. Doctors in Recital, if that is your real name, are here in the studio. Kim Shevchik, Paul, and Chris Piat. They're going to sing for us soon. We're talking about movies right now. And making the popcorn pick of the week, as we do every Thursday night here at Nightlight. So where do you guys, let me ask you this. You're at a theater, and there's a bunch of young punks, John, running their traps. What do? You tell them to be quiet? Do you get the theater people to do it? Do you give them dirty looks?
Dirty looks.
Do you ignore it?
I'm a dirty looker.
I'm all over that.
Yeah, she's a middle school teacher, so she's got this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mama puts her foot down.
Like, the three of us in the theater together, Kim and I aren't even going to have to do anything. Mm-mm. We're just going to let her do the thing, and we're just going to keep watching the movie.
Okay.
It's usually just a look.
Yeah.
You can do it with a look. But if I have to go over a look, I can do that.
Here's what I do. I just say, typically, I'll just say, shh, kind of, because I feel like that's sort of not as invasive as, hey, come on, or seriously, or this isn't your living room, or something like that. I've done that on occasion, but typically I just like to do a subtle shush. Right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it effective? Does it work?
Sometimes, yeah. Huh. It doesn't happen that often, but we have a theater in Marinette where sometimes kids just go there to hang out. They're like, you know what? I'd rather pay $8 and talk somewhere where there's sound and picture going on instead of in their cars or whatever. So that drives me crazy. Mm. But I don't know.
What's the last movie you saw in the theater?
Warfare. really perfect. Deep movie a couple weeks ago. It's a new movie about, well, about war, Iraq. The director is a guy who, it was his platoon in Iraq, and they came under heavy fire. And I'll watch war movies. I don't like to watch them, but this was
an
incredible. You love war
movies? I do. I really love war movies.
I don't like that.
I think it's the explosion and the dismemberment I like,
well,
says Kim.
Well, I would say the dismemberment is not a high point. That whole band of brothers, and that was...
Some of them are great movies. There's no question about that. I'm not, but some of them, like this was intense.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, these guys in this unit were like kind of concussed, and some of them were really injured. And it was so hard to watch. And it may, but you know what? You left the theater saying, you know, if you want to support troops, don't send them where they don't have to be, or only send them if they really have to. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's what the director was trying to say too. But all right. So, where would you, what kind of movie? Big Marvel film? Franchise film? Like Mission Impossible 8 opens this week?
I boycotted Tom Cruise ever since the couch incident.
Oh, you need to come back around, Kim.
No, I refuse.
Conrad, have her removed. put a man on her.
Can we at least talk about how he's sold his soul to the devil somehow to look the way he looks at his age? Like, it's just ridiculous.
He is a freak.
There's something wrong. True.
He's 82.
There's something wrong.
He's 82.
Well, look, the guy has the... All these movie stars, they have access to the best health stuff.
True.
The guy's got his quirks. I don't disagree with you, but I've said this before, I think earlier in the week. I loved him in Risky Business and All the Right Moves, and he did Taps. Then he went into the Scientology and danced on Oprah's couch. But now he has won me back over. He does not make a bad movie. He is a perfectionist. And we had a clip of him. It was a joke he played on a friend of his. He had a friend, he's a pilot, and he took this flight, and there was another guy in the front seat and a friend of his in the back seat, and the friend back in the back seat would not shut up. So Tom Cruise took the flight up really high, really fast, forcing the friend to pass out. But the best thing is him telling the story. I think it was David Letterman or something. He couldn't even catch his breath. Like, it was so diabolical. He's laughing because his friend couldn't
breathe.
He's like, he wasn't in any danger, he kept insisting. I just think he seems like a interesting guy.
He's an interesting
makes good
guy.
Yes,
that is true. That's fair. That's safe.
All right. So have you ever cried during a movie? Paul, let's start with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know offhand what it was?
Oh, there's been multiple.
Okay.
I mean, any good, like, you know, get on your desk movie.
Yeah.
At the end to save the professor or.
Oh, that's a great
one. I hope you know what I'm referring
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Braveheart.
Okay.
Bawling my eyes out with my mom after that ended. We were just like dumbfounded. We couldn't believe what we had just watched.
Yeah. That's a great answer, but, Chris.
I can tell you the movie, hands down, that I cried the most.
Oh, I know where you're going with this. Me too.
Like, literally the entire movie was The Shack.
Oh.
Yeah.
The entire movie.
My face was
The Shack.
What is it?
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal.
I don't
phenomenal.
Know that movie. The Shack.
It's like a spiritual, religious type experience that this man has, and it is pretty powerful.
Okay. Yeah, well,
and God is a woman.
God is a woman.
Oh,
and you meet the Holy Spirit, and they're all a different ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
three
I love
and
that.
One.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That's why it was
it's
so
a
cool.
Very spiritual
so cool.
Movie.
It's really really good.
Do you think it's weird when people still say he with God? Because I'm like, we don't know what. Who knows? Right. You know.
Agree.
I don't know. Not to make this weird, Kim.
That's what you need to be.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I've definitely cried at lots of movies. I'm trying to think the last one.
Stripes.
Anything where there's a old person who, you know, like overcomes anything. The old people get me. Oh, the dog movies, The Art of Racing in the Rain. That movie, I cry.
All right. We're going to do more. We're going to get the popcorn pick of the week when we come back. We're going to dry our eyes, and we'll come back, and we'll get each of their popcorn pick, and then they are going to sing, folks. You don't want to miss that. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me a piece of mind my daddy never had.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to Nightlights with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. The kid Conrad Krieger is riding shotgun as usual. Brian from Milwaukee said, not the lube again, eye roll. Oh, Kristen Lyerly has left a lasting legacy on this show. Hey, this is fun, folks. On Stage for Cancer is here. I was referring to you guys as the doctors in a recital, which you are for part of the year.
We are for part of the year.
But we're going to talk about this great event after we get your popcorn pick of the week. So, Conrad, if we could have a drum roll, that would be outstanding. Kim Shevchik, your popcorn pick of the week.
Well, I am a little bit of nostalgic with Forrest Gump.
Oh, nice.
It was my first date with my husband.
Oh.
And I still enjoy watching it.
Okay.
And I've been to several of the places where it was filmed.
Yeah. Do you still enjoy your husband?
Most of the time.
Okay. Whenever we have a fight, we just put in Forrest Gump. It was a nice trip down memory lane. That's a great one. What about you, Chris?
The American President.
Oh, nice. Look at this. Not a typical tearjerker, though? Or I mean, there's some emotional stuff there.
There's some emotional stuff. I don't know. I don't know why. I just
think,
did you want to be president? Is that why?
I'd be so good.
Why not a middle school teacher? I'm fine with that. What about you, Paul?
Well, sticking with the tearjerker theme from before the break, a movie that I loved was I Am Sam.
Great
music, wonderful acting. I mean, it's a sad story, but it's definitely worth a watch.
None of these have been picked yet as the popcorn pick of the week, so I love all of those answers, you guys. Thank you. Well, definitely that, but
unique.
Yes,
I heard unique.
That is unique. All right, On Stage for Cancer is this outstanding event you guys have. It's coming up July 31st. So it's a ways off, but people can start getting prepared, getting their tickets, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so right now you can get a table, a reserved table of 8. So it's at Riverside Ballroom. We have we're going to have dinner, and then we will entertain with a very amazing show that Chris is putting together. And it is essentially what a lot of people are doing, other than our sponsors, are reserving a table in memory or in honor of a cancer thriver. So, for example, I lost my mom to cancer in the last year, so we are having a table that will be in honor of her, and so some of our family will be at it. So that's what we're encouraging people to do. We're also going to hopefully sell tickets and hopefully have live stream as well. We will have live stream as well. So even if we sell out the event, because, you know, you can only fit so many people in, we'll have live stream tickets too.
So are you going to do another backstage thing like you did for Doctors and Resell? That was so fun.
We can, because the night, are you Wednesday night?
Monday
too?
Through Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so Wednesday night, the night before, we'll have rehearsal.
Awesome.
Totally in for that.
All right. Yes, that'd be awesome. We have to do that. That would be really fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
It's called Serenades for Supper.
Yeah.
So you get food, you get drink, you get all that kind of stuff, I assume, with a nice ticket package.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
We'll have an auction. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction. We'll also have, in our live auction, we'll be auctioning off art, live art, that is being painted during our numbers. And then at intermission, we'll actually live auction off the art that Trisha Spice will be doing. We have a wine and liquor pull. We've got...
What is that exactly, a wine and liquor pull?
Oh.
Sounds obscene.
Where's Jackie? Jackie, where are you? You're in charge of that.
Basically, pay some money, you get some corks, and then they draw your number, and then you take the wine or the...
You pick a bottle.
Yeah. Like a raffle.
And it could be a $100 bottle, or it could be a $10 bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, what a jip. If you get the $10...
They're all going to be very, very valuable, Pete, I'm sure. And probably come with milk desk.
I didn't mean to denigrate. Okay, you're right.
Tape to every bottle.
Individual tickets, $62.50, dinner, drinks, silent auction, live auction, singing, dancing, and so much more. What will you guys be doing? Will you be performing there?
We are.
Okay.
Kim is leading Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh, love it.
Paul's going to be singing James Taylor's How Sweet It Is. And Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
Great tune.
Yep.
No. I'm excited.
I would imagine.
I heard it here first. I heard it in live.
You got a lot of time to practice, though, Paul. That's okay.
I sent an email out if you didn't read it.
And we do have the Power Tool Horns with us, and they're incredibly talented. We've got all sorts of wonderful local musicians donating their time and talent as well.
So much fun. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6, performances to follow. So people are going to be dancing to those songs, or you have a separate DJ, or how does that work?
Yes, so some of the numbers, there will be people in the show dancing, and then there is one number where everyone is invited to dance along.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. Do you guys need me to dance? If you need me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not joking. I'm a phenomenal dancer.
I'm serious. Well, are you going to do your show that night? Probably, so you can come after your show.
What do you think, Con?
You could do your show live.
Yeah, we could take the show on the road.
We
That'd
could
be
do that.
Fun.
I
you know
like
what
it.
My nickname was growing up, Golden Feet. That's the kind of dancer I am.
Okay, we need to explore this.
Yeah, Kim is looking like he might be serious, but there's no way he is.
That
That's
is
the look.
Totally the look I was giving. Good read. Good
All right,
read.
How should we do this? Because I want you guys to do a couple tunes. Can we have them play us to the break, Con?
Yeah.
And then we'll have more time.
Yeah, we have about a minute. So.
Is there something perfect. You want to play just perfect. To get us to the news?
Perfect.
Intermission
sure.
coming up here, folks. Mm-hmm. On Stage for Cancer, Kim Shevchik, Paul, and Chris Piette are in the studio here. They're going to sing something to take us to the break, and we'll have a little more time after, and they can sing something else too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds yes.
good.
All right, whatever you want.
The fox went out on a chilly night. For the moon to give him light, for it many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, he ran till he came to the farmer's bed. bucks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the great goose by the neck. He threw the duck across his back and he didn't mind the quack, quack and the legs all dangling down, oh. Down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh. The old gray woman jumped out of bed, out of the window, she popped her cred, crying, John, John.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FAA now says six people on board a small jet that crashed into the San Diego neighborhood this morning are believed to have died. Eight others on the ground were injured.
One of the six on board killed in the crash, ABC News has confirmed, was Dave Shapiro, a pilot and the co-founder of a music talent agency. He was the owner of the aircraft. The NTSB says a plane had taken off from Teterboro in New Jersey, stopped in Wichita, probably to refuel, and then continued on to San Diego, where there was thick fog when they tried to land. The plane clipped a power line and then crashed into the neighborhood. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, ruled that President Trump can move forward on firing the heads of the National Labor Relations Board and Merit Systems Protection Board for now, while a lower court case plays out. The storm system that left a trail of destruction in the Midwest and South, now churning on the East Coast, that could impact travel at airports and out on the roads this Memorial Day weekend. This is ABC.